This is Dateline New Mexico from Mills Broadcasting. I'm Tom Tropridge. Until late last week, New Mexico's recent weather picture was characterized by both warmer temperatures and drier conditions than usual. However, the winter months of December, January, and February had decent precipitation.
By and large, at least the early part of the winter, and then certainly February, ended up pretty good statewide for New Mexico.
Kerry Jones is the warning coordination meteorologist at the Albuquerque office of the National Weather Service.
In fact, for many areas, well above average on precipitation for February, and then as you combine those 3 months, as I said, not horrible.
And after this word from our media partner, we'll hear more from Jones on New Mexico's winter weather, as well as a look at what the long-term forecast has in store for our state.
Hi, I'm Bill Fulginetti, Executive Director of the New Mexico Municipal League. There are 106 incorporated municipalities in New Mexico, and each has its own distinct characteristics, history, and personality. But they all share one thing in common. They are the government of and by the people. The New Mexico Municipal League strives to aid each municipal government to be the best they can be, a better New Mexico through better cities.
Albuquerque National Weather Service meteorologist Kerry Jones says winter precipitation in the Land of Enchantment wasn't as good as it might have been, but overall,
we were off to a very good start in terms of the snowpack numbers. We did see a down trend in the number of storms beginning in about the mid part of February. And then, of course, March, although we consider March a spring month meteorologically, we know here in New Mexico that it actually can be a snowy month. But unfortunately for 2017, March specifically is going to go down as one of the drier months. But as we look back to the winter, as I said, for most areas, above average on precipitation.
Looking ahead to the rest of spring around the end of May and beyond, Jones says the weather models show a mixed bag of sorts.
March has been obviously very warm and dry, and when we average it out, certainly it's going to end up a warm and dry month. As we look to April and May, some interesting potential changes, especially for the month of May.
Jones says April and May are among the windiest and driest months of the year, adding that it only takes a decent weather system or two to change things.
The outlook, however, for April does continue in this warm and dry pattern that we have been in. Not to say it will not be punctuated by some pretty strong storm events, because we actually see that looking out in the 8 to 14 day range. But as we get to May, we're starting to see some signs that May could potentially be wetter than average. And in some cases, especially for maybe that northeast part of the state, much wetter than average.
He says the models show that May could be the month that really helps the state out, similar to the month both last year and in 2015.
You may recall we had a pretty wet and cool May a couple years ago. And so we'll see how that plays out. But that's kind of what we're outlooking, at least here for the rest of the spring months.
The La Nina weather pattern that was seen in January faded, says Jones, and in its place is neutrality. But that, too, appears to be changing.
And when we look ahead to some of the projected model trends as we go through the summer, and then more so even into the fall, the odds are starting to increase towards at least a weak El Nino developing here within the next, we'll say, 6 months or so.
El Niños are harbingers of wetter weather, and that could spell relief for very dry New Mexico. That's Dateline New Mexico. I'm Tom Tropridge.